Writer and teacher Janet Lewis Stevenson once said, "Authenticity requires a certain measure of vulnerability, transparency, and integrity." Today on Growing Hope, we're talking about how you can strip away the masks and be your authentic self. If you want to grow up relationships, you have to be willing to be you.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to have fun, make friends, and find ways to be relentlessly helpful. I am so thankful that you're joining me today because we are talking about something that I have become truly passionate about, and that's being authentically you. Most of my life, I grew up determined not to wear masks. I can remember attending a happening when I was in high school, and that happening is an Episcopal high school version of Crescillo, which is the adult version, or the Emmaus Walk, which is the Methodist version. Basically, it's a retreat, and this retreat was put on by high schoolers for high schoolers. And one of the talks was about wearing masks and how we wear masks around our lives, how we are not all that we are supposed to be because we're too busy trying to be something else. We're too busy trying to be the cheerleader or the math whiz or the president of the class. We are focused on presenting to people something other than what we truly are. And I wanted to live my life uniquely me because I began to understand at a very early age that I am not like everyone else. And I don't mean just because I'm not like everyone else. I mean because I understood that no two people are alike. I was very fortunate to have an uncle that dared to be unique. And not only dared to be unique, but he dared me to be my unique self. He pushed me into walking to the beat of my own drum. Having that kind of encouragement, even from an early age, allowed me to see that I didn't want to wear masks. And then I got married. I had kids. I started working to fulfill the needs of the people around me. And somewhere in the process, I began to put on masks. And I began to put on masks in ways that I didn't even realize I was doing. I was sitting visiting with a friend of mine and her daughter, and the phone rang, and I answered the phone while they were there. And after I hung up, the daughter looked at me and she said, "You have a phone voice." I was like, "What do you mean I have a phone voice?" And she went on to explain that my tone changed when I answered the phone. I get that I did it, but I have to confess I didn't like that I did it. I didn't like that I had put on a phone mask. It wasn't just putting on having a phone voice. I was being phony, or I felt like that's what I was doing. Take it into the business realm where I was trying to present a persona that I believed was expected of me. When I would speak an event, I would wear certain clothes, not necessarily what I would normally wear. When I would attend a luncheon or a coffee, I would say things in a certain way or present myself, even my purse. I was going to carry something that would present a professional presence. And what's interesting is that along this journey of re-recognizing authenticity, I began to discover that I had amassed a large amount of masks in this journey. I had become all the things that I had dared myself not to become because I was trying to conform to what was expected of me. I was trying to be what other people told me I had to be. And it took some interesting situations to help me understand that I can't be what other people expect me to be. I have to be who I am designed to be. I have to be uniquely me. The only way we're ever going to walk out our journey is to be uniquely our design and to quit trying to mimic the designs of what we see around us. We have to dare to be us. The world is going to try to talk you into being something other than what you are. The world is going to convince you that what you are is wrong. The world is going to try to say that you have to be like fill in the blank, like the movie star, like the singer, like the politician, like the teacher, like your mother, like your brother. It doesn't matter who the world is telling you you have to be like. The point is the world's going to try to convince you that you are supposed to do things the way everyone else is doing them. But I'm here to tell you, you're not. You're not supposed to be like the world. You're not even supposed to be like that person next to you. You're supposed to be authentically you. Now, how do you live out this authentic self? Well, first and foremost, you have to recognize that you are the only you there is. There is nobody else out there like you. Now, there may be other people out there like you that have common traits like you, I should say. There may be other people that have the same tastes in movies or have the same interest in books or have even the same gifts or talents. But nobody has all of the traits and all the uniquenesses that you have. That combination is unique to you. So when you know that there is nobody else like you, then you begin to understand that the reason you can't do it like that person over there is because you're not that person over there. And if you're not that person over there, you can't duplicate what they are doing. You can learn from what they are doing, but you can't duplicate it exactly because you're not exactly like them. So you have to recognize that you are the only you. And so you have to begin to understand your way. The next thing we need to do is we have to break that cycle of expectations. And you break the cycle of expectations with two letters, N and O. And you put them together and you get no. When you begin to say no to the things that aren't part of your heart seed, that aren't part of your unique design, you break the expectations and you stop more expectations from being formed. I was recently contacted to do an event, and it was something completely outside of my realm of interest. It was completely outside of my gifts and talents. And quite honestly, it was completely outside of my interest. The way it was presented to me would have guilted me into doing it a few years ago. But I was very comfortable and very confident when I said no. I didn't give an explanation. I didn't hem and haw. I simply said no. And all is well. Someone else did it. But because I've been practicing no, I was prepared to say no when someone had an expectation that I would do something for them. The more you practice no, the more you refuse to allow others' expectations and sometimes even your own expectation to dictate the journey, the bolder you will be in saying no, and you will begin to break that cycle of expectation. Now, what else are we going to do to find and live authentically as ourselves? Well, we're going to shake it off. We're going to let it go. We're going to be like ducks, and it's going to roll right off our back. There are going to be habits. There's going to be activities. There are even going to be people that have been part of our lives, and they're going to hinder the ability to live authentically. I can't wear a mask and be authentically me. I can't pretend to like this situation and be authentically me. I can't be constrained and introverted. If I'm doing that, I'm not being authentically me. And when I put myself in a position where I have to be like that, then I'm going to limit my ability to live in authenticity. So we have to shake it off. We have to shake off those things that are pushing us down and holding us down. We have to let go of the rules that they have set for this journey. Because this journey is not up to the great they out there. This journey is specifically and only up to each and every one of us. We determine the steps we take, and then we choose to take them, or we choose not to. But ultimately and only, it is up to you. Nobody else can do it. So we're going to shake it off. We're going to shake off all this stuff that other people or even ourselves have put on us. Then, in order to live in our authentic self, we're going to define uniqueness. Our uniqueness. Your uniqueness. And we're going to do this by making a list of all the qualities, the gifts, the talents, the traits, the abilities, the training, the loves, the likes, the wants. I mean, just make a list of everything that you can think of that is part of who you are. You may even want to ask people that you trust what they think of when they think of who you are. And just read over these lists and begin looking for those commonalities within the different lists. What crosses all the lines? What elements weave their way through every bit of it? What are things that others see that you love, that you have training in? You know, begin to look at that. The more you study these lists, the more you'll begin to really see the authentic you. What ignites you? Where is your passion? What are the things that make you warm and fuzzy? You know, that make you giggle for no reason at all. These are part of the defining process of who you are. These are part of your uniqueness. These are part of your heart seed, the things planted in you from the beginning of time. And when you uncover these, then you position yourself to nurture and grow up into your authentic self. And finally, we're going to be living boldly in you. In other words, no more masks. Let them go. When you know that you are who you are, then people won't be able to tell you who you have to be. When you understand your uniqueness, then even when people call you names, and when you are walking your uniqueness, people will call you names. They will try to deter you and push you back into the box that they have determined is the right place to be. But when you know you, then you will be able to walk out your life in that authenticity. And what's amazing is that there are so many more people who are waiting for that boldness to be presented to them so that they can begin to walk out their own uniqueness. So when you walk out you, then you will begin to inspire others to walk out their own unique path. Your authentic living, your authenticity of who you are will be a catalyst to grow up other people into their own unique authenticity. You will inspire people to dare to be peculiar. It's one thing to be authentically you. It's a whole nother thing to use that authenticity to grow relationships. When I think about being authentically me, I'm not thinking about a selfish authenticity where I'm detrimental in my engagement with other people. the heart seed, the thing planted in you at the beginning of time. It is a encouraging, hopeful, warm, loving authenticity. The negativity comes from the world. The need to push down others comes from the world. It is not the the thing that was planted, the heart seed. It's not that part. So we have to be purposeful in nourishing the positive side of this journey. And that really comes from what we're putting into our hearts and our minds. If we are putting in positive things, if we are connecting with positive people, then we are going to grow up the authentic seed of possibility that was planted in us. And when we do this, we are positioned to grow and build relationships. Think about this for a moment. Would you rather spend time with the person that's always complaining, or would you rather spend time with the person who is always finding possibility? Not necessarily somebody that's always talking good, you know, like, ooh, this is going to be a great thing, and they're not really serious about the what they're saying. But someone who says, oh, this is a horrible storm, but look at that rainbow. Or someone who says, this is not a great situation, but I'm thankful that we have great people surrounding us. It's not ignoring the facts. It is finding the silver lining, finding that, just that seed of hope. A seed of hope will make way for a world of possibilities. So this authentic self that we're growing is a vulnerable, transparent, and one that's filled with integrity. And integrity means that I'm going to be concerned about what is going on with you. When we invest in and grow up this kind of authenticity, people want to be around you. People want to connect with you. Granted, there'll be people who don't like your authenticity. Some people have been deluded into believing that conforming is the only way to fit in. And if you're not conforming, they don't want to be around you. And that's okay. You don't have to be liked by everyone to be liked by the people that you are meant to be liked by. Let them find their folks. Let them find their tribe. Don't have any ill feelings towards them, but don't try to fix the situation by being something other than you are. When we invest in being authentically and uniquely ourselves, then we attract the people that are supposed to be attracted to us. People will come to you and ask you questions. People will come to you just to have a conversation with you. People will be drawn to your authenticity just because you're being authentic. That can be a rare occurrence for people who have never encountered it before. Dare to be authentically you, because you are the only you out there. And if you don't do it, then it can't get done. Be you and be bold in that uniqueness. Thank you so much for joining me today on this journey of authenticity. I know that when we invest in understanding who we uniquely are, then we are positioned to be more than we ever imagined possible. Continue to invest in you. If you need help or encouragement on this journey, please connect with me over on Facebook. I'm the Catherine C. Lang, or you can email me at radio@catherinelang.com. Until next time, remember to hold firm to hope. Invest in hope and encouragement, and you will grow up to a place where you can push through all the limits and the walls that the world is putting up. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.